Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the ayat number 51 of Surah Al-Baqarah and several more ayat. Allah Azza wa Jal says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'idh wa'adna Musa 40 laylatan thumma attakhastumul ijla min ba'dihi wa antum zalimun. And recall when we made a promise of 40 nights with Musa for him to receive the Torah. Then in his absence, you began worshipping the calf and you were unjust. And recall, O Bani Israel, when Allah Azza wa Jal made a promise to Musa alayhi salam that he must come to the mountain of Tur to receive the book. And for this, he was to be in seclusion for 40 nights. Musa alayhi salam departed towards Mount Tur after appointing Hazrat Harun alayhi salam as his deputy. In his absence, the Bani Israel began worshipping a calf-like figure made by Samiri, who collected and melted all their gold jewelries and shaped it into a golden calf. They were unjust because they turned away from the worship of the one who provided them with so many great favors and instead turned to the one formed by themselves, made by themselves, which does not deserve to be made an object of worship. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We then pardon you therefore, so that somehow you may appreciate our favors. O Bani Israel, you must take note of exceptional generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Musa alayhi salam came back from Tur and he saw your evil act of worshipping an idol shaped as a golden calf, he became extremely angry. Thereafter, the command was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to be punished by being killed because of your betrayal. Musa alayhi salam could not bear you being killed. So he supplicated on your behalf for leniency as well as your forgiveness. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal pardon you after your disloyal act of disobedience. That means of your worshipping the golden calf, so that you may appreciate yet another one of Allah Azza wa Jal's favors. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And recall when we bestowed the book to Musa and the criterion to judge between right and wrong, so that you may follow the true path. Again, a reminder is given to Bani Israel. O Bani Israel, recall when Allah Azza wa Jal called Musa alayhi salam to Tur and granted the Torah to him and gave him the criterion, which is the miracles of Musa alayhi salam. Oh, it means religious injunctions. That is the rules of Sharia to judge between truth and falsehood, or to judge between the lawful and the unlawful, so that you are saved from misguidance and that you may follow the true path. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And when Musa said to his nation, O my people, you have committed injustice to your souls by making the calf as an object of worship. Therefore, repent to your Creator. So kill each other. This is better for you according to your Creator. So he accepted your repentance. Indeed, only he is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. And when Musa said to his people who worship the calf, O my people, you have done injustice to your own souls by adopting the calf as an object of worship. Therefore, return to your Creator with worship and repentance. Kill each other as your punishment, so that your sin is removed. And this killing each other is the prescribed method of your repentance. The innocent should kill the calf worshipper amongst you. In this way, 70,000 Jews were killed on that day from morning till the evening. They were told that this method of repentance is better for them in the sight of their Creator. After 70,000 of them were killed, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam humbly supplicated in the majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jal for their forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal then accepted their repentance. Those killed were declared as martyrs, and those saved from being killed were excused. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal alone is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And recall when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe you until we see Allah openly. A thunderbolt therefore overpowered you whilst you were watching. When the Bani Israel repented from their calf worshipping and had been given their lives as an expiation, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Musa alayhi salam to bring some of them to Mount Tur. Thus he selected 70 people amongst them. And when they reached there, they still doubted Musa alayhi salam. And they were not prepared to believe him and stubbornly demanded to see Allah Azza wa Jal manifestly with their own eyes. So Allah Azza wa Jal's wrath fell upon them, and then a thunderbolt struck them as a punishment for their being disrespectful and not trusting the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. They all died. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We then brought you back to life after your death, that you might show gratitude. After the 70 people having died, Musa alayhi salam humbly appealed in the majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "O my Lord, what answer I will give to Bani Israel when I go back to them after you have destroyed the best of them?" Then as a result of Musa alayhi salam's supplication, Allah Azza wa Jal brought you back to life after your death. The wisdom behind this revival was so that you may become grateful. وَصَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And we made the clouds your canopy and sent down upon you manna and salwa. That is a sweet and a salty dish. Eat pure things provided by us. And by not obeying our orders, they did not harm us at all. Yes, they were harming their own selves. The Bani Israel were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move to Syria. They came to an open field called Tih or Tayya, where there was no shade and nothing to eat. Because of the supplication of Musa alayhi salam, white clouds appeared as a canopy to protect them from the heat of the sun, and manna, a sweet heavenly dish, and salwa, a heavenly roasted bird, was sent down for them. Manna and salwa would be sent down every day except Saturday. On Friday, they would receive double so that they could keep it for Saturday. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to eat of the pure things provided by Him and not to store them. They did not obey the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal and instead stored those foods in abundance every day for the next day. Due to their disobedience, the heavenly food provided to them began to rot. Prior to this, food did not rot. This disobedience resulted in the end of this gift of manna and salwa. Allah Azza wa Jal states, "By not obeying our orders, they did not harm us at all. Yes, they were harming their own selves. They lost this heavenly gift of manna and salwa, which they used to receive free of charge without any effort. And secondly, they were subjected to punishment due to their disobedience." وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّةً وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when we said, "Go to this town," that is Jerusalem, "then eat from it freely wherever you desire, and enter the gate while prostrating and declare, may our sins be forgiven. We shall forgive your sins, and soon we will give more reward to the righteous. After coming out of the ground of Tayya, they were asked to enter either the town of Jerusalem or Ariha, and to eat freely from this town whenever they desire, and to humbly enter the gate whilst prostrating in order to show reverence to this sacred place and say, may our sins be forgiven. After some evidence of their obedience, reverence and humbleness, they will be forgiven of their sins, and soon more reward would be bestowed on the righteous ones due to their obedience. Alhamdulillah, we have heard few ayat and the tafsir of few ayat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran and allow us to follow the beautiful sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Join the work of Dawat Islami wherever in the world you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy